Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Terrence Grado is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Terrence is a member of our Brain Trust, and he is the Director of National Estate Policy at Generation Opportunity. And he's here to talk to us about some of the recent jobs numbers that came out. And the news is not all that good. Terrence Grado, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. So, what I saw that was it just the other day that that the jobless claims rate came out? It's like almost 400,000 jobless claims, new claims.
Yeah, that's right. And
that's not going the right direction, Terrence.
No, it's not. And unfortunately, we haven't seen much growth for the last several years.
Yeah.
And the ADP report came out the other day. They always preview the jobs numbers before they come out today. The official jobs numbers come out at 8:30 on the dot, so we don't know official
right.
numbers yet, but
yeah.
preliminary reports don't look good. ADP is predicting this is the slowest hiring in the last 5 months. They're only expecting around 158,000 private sector jobs to be created.
Let me put that number in perspective. Every month, 150,000 new workers come online in the United States. So that number barely covers the new workers. It doesn't make a dent in the unemployed.
That's right. It's going to fall short of what economists expect for about 200,000 jobs. And, you know, a lot of economists, you know, many, would argue that, you know, this growth that we've seen is the worst in U.S. history.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of economists, like the famed Peter Maurice out of Maryland, many others, would say that we have to add more than 356,000 jobs each month for 3 years consecutively.
That's right.
Just to get unemployment under 6%.
That's right.
We're not even close to that when all of 2012, employment growth averaged around 153,000 jobs per month.
Yeah.
Clearly, we're not on the right pace.
Well, that's right. As I say, we're only replacing the people who are providing jobs just for the people who are coming anew. Of course, that's not how it happens. But the bottom line is that we're probably 40% of what we need to be.
That's right. And, you know, when you actually talk to people, there's a real human impact here. It's not just a number.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of sad stories out there.
Horrible stories. Societal. The impact on families, on children, on societies, on... the impact of this on societies is unbelievable.
It really is. And you know, when you really talk to people, you really feel for them, and you really get to see what's behind these numbers. So I think a lot of times people don't realize it. Unfortunately, there's so many issues that are overshadowing the jobs numbers,
mm-hmm.
which are really the most important thing, and you barely even hear about it now.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. You hardly ever hear about it because, you know why? Because if the more you hear reporting on it, the more it shines a light on the failed policies of this administration.
Absolutely.
And the news and the media is not going to do that because he's their man, he's their candidate. I mean, they are, and folks, I'm the leader of the Small Business Party. I don't think about Republican or Democrat on this show, but President Obama's policies have failed this nation. You can't see it any other way, Terrence.
Well, you know, I agree. And I think a lot of people, when you actually talk about the issues, you know, not so much the party, Democrat, Republican, but if you talk about the issues and you ask, you know, if they're pleased with, you know, these policies that we've seen over the last years coming out of the Obama administration, you see that they're not.
Well, give it, break down some of these numbers. Break down that the unemployment numbers. You've got some new numbers there by a little bit more demographically. Break those down for us.
For sure. Well, overall, last month's unemployment was 7.7%. You know, we're going to see the new numbers in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Now that's the U3. That's the handy U3 number, which doesn't tell the whole story. Go ahead.
That's right. The U6 number, which is largely considered the broadest measure of unemployment. It accounts for people looking for jobs and those stuck in part-time jobs, because after all, most people don't want part-time jobs. They want to be able to get a full-time job. You know, that is going to be 14.3%.
Think about that,
folks. It's a much more accurate number.
Think about that. Double, almost double the popular unemployment number. All right, what about breaking it down by age and generation and that sort of thing, and race, for example?
Absolutely. You know, a generational opportunity, we focus on 18 to 29-year-olds, the youth demographic. So every numbers day, we put out our millennial jobs report. And unemployment for 18 to 29-year-olds is 12.5%. Mm. This demographic is hit harder than the overall demographic.
And a lot of those people in that age bracket who don't have jobs do have very high college loan payback.
Absolutely.
And we talked about the impact on families and society. Many of their parents co-signed for those loans. Those loans are now coming due. The kids can't get a job, and the parents are starting to have to make payments.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a extraordinarily skilled and educated demographic, a very skilled generation. It's just that the economy is not providing for them. And you mentioned it, you're right, it's making everyone's hurting. So, you know, young people's parents having to help them out even more, it's just a
We also need to point out that unemployment among black Americans is, your report here is almost 23%.
Yeah.
That number, I heard the founder, I'm trying to remember his name, the founder of BET and the black entrepreneur, I've forgotten his name. I'll think of his name in a minute. He said he made a statement the other day. He said if white in unemployment were that level, we'd be, you know, people would be marching in the streets. It'd be all kinds of, we'd have a revolution on our hands. And he's right. He's right about that. And go ahead.
I was going to say, absolutely, and it doesn't get that much, you know, for other demographics, it's not great either. 18 to 29-year-old Hispanics is 13.4%.
Folks, these policies, this has nothing to do with the president himself, but his policies have failed America, and he's got other things coming at us in the next 4 years that we're going to talk about that may make things worse. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.